Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Reports. Joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Now, a program that's coming up, stay strong, stay healthy, two big things and two important things coming up.
That's right. We have the Stay Strong, Stay Healthy program, and I have mentioned that before, and we've offered that program in our district before, but we're going to offer it again here this spring. Stay Strong, Stay Healthy is an 8-week program for older adults and those in middle age who are sedentary. And the goal of that program really is to help individuals stay active and improve their health and quality of life through strength training. Research does indicate that as adults, we can start to lose muscle mass as early as in our 30s, and in our 50s, it can start to accelerate. And that muscle mass can sometimes slip up on us without warning. So sometimes those daily tasks like putting on socks or tying shoes or reaching across to put on a seatbelt or getting up out of a chair or even tucking a handkerchief into your back pocket may become a little more challenging with age or inactivity. That ability to bend or flex or tug or pull can just diminish if we don't use those muscles regularly and if we don't exercise those muscles on a routine basis. So to help individuals in the Frontier District increase their strength and improve health, I'm going to be offering the Stay Strong, Stay Healthy program this spring in Richmond at the United Methodist Church. The program does not involve really difficult or complicated weightlifting. Instead, it's building on some simple strength-building exercises that are geared at helping with balance, flexibility, and those everyday activities. Individuals in the past who have participated have reported an increase in muscle strength, the strengthening of bones, arthritis relief, reduced stress, as well as some improved sleep as well. The program does run for 8 weeks, and participants meet twice a week for an hour, and each session does include warm-up activities, eight strength training exercises that can be done that are either seated or standing up behind a chair, as well as some cool-down activities as well. So as I mentioned, we're going to offer that in Richmond at the United Methodist Church there in town. And it's going to begin on March 25th, and we're going to meet on Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and with the last session being held on May 22nd. Participants don't need to bring any hand or ankle weights, as we do provide those during the class sessions for participants to use. There is a $20 registration fee to participate, but with the support of some local funding through the Area Agency on Aging, we have that cost free of charge to those who are 60 and older. So if individuals are interested in participating, they can contact myself in the Garnett office at 785-448-6826 for additional information or to register. We do ask individuals to register ahead of time because there are some registration forms that we ask participants to complete prior to starting the classes. We also have information about the program posted on our Frontier District website as well, and that can be found at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
There's no reason not to sign up, guys. My goodness, they even give you the equipment. Make sure you guys get down there and sign up. Stay strong, stay healthy. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meridazine Extension District Director, Agriculture, Natural Resources, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.